disciples were being persecuted terribly. Some had already died. And in the Spirit's message, they would learn that it would only get worse before it would get any better. In part, the letter is designed to comfort God's people. And so, John is inspired to write to them, to remind them who would be on their side during this great conflict. Their enemies were terrifying, powerful, depicted in the book as fierce dragons and beasts. But the message of the Spirit is that those who are with you are greater. And so, in chapter 4, John is allowed to peer through an open door into heaven, where he sees God sitting on the throne. A powerful reminder that no matter how things look on planet Earth at any given moment in time, we still know who sits on the throne. God's still running this show. Then in chapter 5, John will build on this picture. Would you pick up with me in verse 6? The vision continues with this. I saw between the throne with the four living creatures and the elders a lamb standing as if slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And he came and he took the book out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. When he had taken the book, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each one holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, worthy are you to take the book and to break its seals, for you were slain and purchase for God with your blood men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom, priests to your God, and they will reign upon the earth. I wanted you to ponder with me the details of that vivid description. First, what John sees in the vision is he sees a lamb, which for Bible students immediately conjures this idea of the animals that are used for sacrifice. And indeed, as we continue, this lamb, we're told, has been slain, but oddly, is now standing. And the vision continues, with heaven shouting, he is worthy. Familiar language, because in chapter 4, that was said about the one on the throne over and over again. He is worthy to be worshipped. The Lamb is worthy to be worshipped because he was slain. And he purchased men from every nation and made them to be his kingdom. You just can't get very far into this before it becomes crystal clear who this lamb symbolizes. This is Jesus. And so what the picture does when you pair chapter 4 and 5 is it tells the people of God that in this conflict, God sits on his throne and he will be with you. And the lamb too is with you. Powerful allies in the great struggle. But I want you to think with me about this description, the way the Spirit chooses to portray Jesus at this critical moment. Of all the ways he might have been described and will be described later in the book as the valiant warrior on the white horse leading the armies of heaven against the adversaries. Not here. In the Spirit's picture of him here, he takes us back to the moment we will remember now. He takes us back to Jesus on the cross. And he reminds his audience, Jesus has already rescued you in the most important way. And he did so by paying the ultimate price. He was slain and obtained the ultimate victory. He now stands, clearly an allusion to the resurrection from the dead. And he made you a kingdom and priests. Think about what that would have meant to the people who received this letter, the persecuted disciples who received this letter. The one who has already rescued you from the greatest crisis will surely rescue you now too. What he had done should give them confidence about what he would do. They are his people. He will take care of them. And so as we come to the table this morning, I would invite you to consider two things. First, to consider the Lamb. That's what we're here to remember. Who was slain. Who stands. Who purchased me and you with his blood, paying the ultimate price. And we gather and partake as citizens in this kingdom that he has made us part of. And then as we leave the table and go out from this place to engage our own battle in the coming week, to do so with hope and confidence in the Lamb who already has delivered us. And we'll continue to take care of his people. You see, every week the memorial not only stirs our memory of what Jesus has done, but it is a reminder of what he will do. We are his people. He will take care of us.